Good morning, everyone. I'm Ken Smales reporting for WTNS News. Officials with the Coshocton County Chamber of Commerce say last week's Manufacturing Day was such a success, exposing youth to local career opportunities. They are extending that to healthcare and first responders. Executive Director Amy Stockdale says Coshocton Regional Medical Center, the Coshocton Fire Department, Coshocton County EMS, the State Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Office, and Central Ohio Technical College will all be opening their doors to area high school students to expand their knowledge of what it takes to have a career in one of those fields. Stockdale says 120 students are signed up to participate in the Healthcare First Responders Day so far. She says students will have firsthand demonstrations, hear from professionals, and learn what types of trainings are needed for careers in healthcare and first responder occupations. Stockdale says the Chamber of Commerce has heard feedback about the increasing demand for highly skilled professionals in healthcare and the need for trained workers overall. The Sheriff's Office reports three accidents and two complaints investigated. Courtney Layton of Coshocton was at the intersection of Chestnut and 6th Streets making a left turn onto 6th when she was struck by Kayla Jones Bennett of Coshocton, who was traveling west on Chestnut. Robert Holder of West Lafayette was stopped on State Route 751 to make a left-hand turn and was rear-ended by Cruz Walker of West Lafayette. David Fitch of Walhunding struck a tree on Township Road 28. Deputies report that he left the scene of the accident. In the complaints, during routine patrol, the litter officer found an illegal dump site on County Road 286, and Crystal Santavica of Coshocton reported the theft of money. Also a note this morning from City Hall, the utility office will be closed Thursday and Friday this week so that it can relocate. The utility office will reopen Monday, October 15th, at 1100 Walnut Street in Coshocton. If you have any questions, you can call 622-2626. Newcomers Town is looking further into implementing a village-wide emergency calling system. WTNS's Diane Coe has the latest.
Mayor Pat Cadle says such a message system would have been handy during the recent village-wide water main break.
It's something we're going to have to build. It's a municipal alert messaging system so that if, let's say, we have another water break, Heather or I or the police can make a phone call, and then everybody who's registered on that gets a call. It's kind of like what the school does with snow days or their announcements.
Cadle says a system in place currently may soon become obsolete, and the municipal alert messaging system can reach residents quickly and efficiently via text, email, and or phone.
Everybody who's registered gets a call. And there's different ways we can do the registration. I know with the reverse 911, that's what it's supposed to do, but we didn't get a call because our cell phones are not registered. Our old landline is registered, but our cell phones are not. That's something we have to do.
The messaging system has unlimited usage and would be a preloaded database of residents' white pages information or cell phone numbers. Councilmember Heather Wells says the new system could help in a number of ways.
I think it's a great idea because reverse 911 is basically for big emergencies. They're not going to say, okay, we'll do reverse 911 to tell people not to park on the road because we've had a huge snowstorm. But that could be something that you could do to help these guys with plowing, remove your cars from the road until snow removal is complete.
Cadle says the alert system could be used for all urgent and non-urgent notices, and predetermined groups also could be established. Residents could opt to receive messages using multiple means.
If we can do it from this level, we can get things a lot faster, I think, and it can spread a lot more. And it's about $1 a person per year.
Council is yet to decide on implementing the system through the business Town Answering Service, which caters to small and mid-sized communities. I'm Diane Coe, reporting.
And a note from the city that the Coshocton Utility Office will be closed tomorrow and Friday so that it can relocate. The utility office will reopen Monday at 1100 Walnut Street in Coshocton. Thanks for joining me. I'm Ken Smales, reporting.
¶¶ It is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we are up to 70 degrees in downtown Coshocton. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Lines program. I am your host, Mike Bechtel. We'll be together until 11 o'clock this morning, and we have nothing but open phone lines today. It's one of those rare days where it's just you and me. So I have some things here that we'll get to that we can talk about, but if you do have topics of your own that you want to bring up, by all means, give us a call. The big news in our country right now, and little to do with politics, we have another hurricane, and this one kind of came out of nowhere. It is a Hurricane Michael, and is expected to hit a little bit later today. It has strengthened as it raced over the Gulf of Mexico, approaching a landfall along Florida's panhandle. And taking a look at the National Weather Service radar and maps of Florida, it appears that it will hit the Gulf Coast a little bit later today. Somewhere, the eye is expected to hit somewhere between Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach, with resort communities Destin and Navarre along that path. So we'll keep an eye on that. It is a Category 4 storm, and no Category 4 hurricane has ever made landfall in the Florida panhandle, in recorded history anyway. The Hurricane Center says Michael will be the first Category 4 hurricane to make landfall on the Florida panhandle, and that is rather surprising. The Gulf Coast has taken hits from some very severe hurricanes in the past, but this will be the first Category 4 to make landfall in the Florida panhandle. Phone lines are open. We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And I would like to hear from you. And let's see what else we have here. Well, the Indians are out of the Major League Baseball playoffs, but misery loves company, and the Yankees are out too. They were beaten by the Red Sox, the very powerful Red Sox, although the Yankees appear to put up more of a fight than the Indians did. So those are some suggestions. If there are other things that you want to bring up, give me a call. High school sports coming your way on FM 99.3 tomorrow. It is a high school volleyball, and Riverview is at Coshocton. Airtime is approximately 6:20 tomorrow. Match time, 6:30. High school football, Friday night, a very old and storied rivalry, as the Coshocton Redskins will host Cambridge. And airtime is 6:30. Kickoff is 7 o'clock Friday night. You can catch all the action right here on FM 99.3. We have open phone lines until 11 o'clock. Let's get started.
This look at the weather is brought to you by locally owned and operated Rick's Auto Sales and Repair, offering dent, ding, and major collision damage repair by their ASC Blue certified technicians. Now featuring an ASC certified full service department. From collisions to brakes to engine repair, Rick's Auto Sales and Repair on South 2nd Street across from Bueller's.
Partly cloudy this morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. Highs around 80. Unseasonably warm. Chance of rain is 40%. For tonight, cloudy. Chance of showers in the evening, then showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Mild with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain, 90%. For tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Then partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Cooler and less humid with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. It is currently 70 degrees outside our studios here in Coshocton, and it has been officially and technically fall for about 2 or 3 weeks now, but it hasn't felt like it just yet. That is all going to change tomorrow. We have one more day with highs around 80 degrees, and then it's going to cool off significantly, getting down to Friday night temperatures that many would define as cold, with temperatures in the upper 30s. So no frost warning just yet, but we're getting closer and closer. Well, the phone lines are open if you want to talk about the weather, if you want to talk sports, if you would like to talk about something completely different, surprise me. The phone lines are open.
Better squeeze that lucky rabbit's foot. Check your horoscope and shake that lucky eight ball. Powerball is up to $282 million. That's $282 million. Take on the odds your way and play Powerball today. Powerball lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store. Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
With an independent insurance agent, you can be sure that you're getting the right coverage at the right price. At the Jacobs Phantom Agency, it's all about relationships. We work one-on-one with you to make sure your auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we work with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. We know that you can trust Ohio Mutual to protect what matters most to you and your family. Once you see how Ohio Mutual cares for your needs, you'll trust them as well. This is David Fitch. Give me a call at 740-622-1796. I can recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
As the temperature starts to cool and fall approaches, Extreme Rental Purchase is heating up with our huge selection of 4K smart flat-screen TVs. Whether you're looking for a 43-inch TV for the bedroom or wanting to feel like you're part of the action as you watch your favorite sports team, our 65, 70, and 75-inch TVs will put you squarely in the middle of it all. Immerse yourself in the sights and the sounds of the action with one of our incredible-sounding surround sound systems. They'll make your heart race. Extreme Rental Purchase. Extremely easy, remarkably rewarding. Downtown or Plaza, Coshocton.
It's 20 minutes after 9. Let's go ahead and take our first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
About fair to middling, I guess. I get on the Weather Channel and watched, you know, they got more details on how the jet streams and all that stuff was going on. And I turned on the Weather Channel, and I was watching this stuff about the hurricane. And they were talking to a police officer. And he was saying they were going door-to-door telling people to evacuate. And most people were. But there was a lot of people that weren't going to leave. And they just come right out on TV and said it. You know, we're not risking our fire department, our rescue crews to come out and rescue you during the storm. You know, if you're going to stay here and stick it out, don't expect us to come and help you. Because you didn't leave when we told you to leave. And he says, you'll have to wait until the storm passes, and then we'll have to cut trees up to get through the roads and stuff like that. And if there's any flooding, we can't get to you. He says, you know, he didn't call him stupid. He just said, if you don't leave, that's on you. He says, we're not risking the lives of our people during the middle of a storm to try to come rescue you, change your mind at the last minute. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was told to evacuate, and on the news they're saying this storm is worse than anyone that they, the worst storms that they had were in the 80s, and it's going to be worse than that, and it might be worse than the ones from 18-something. So, I don't know. If they asked you to evacuate, and you was watching the weather and saw it was coming, would you leave?
One like this, yeah. Just because of what I've seen, what I've learned over storms that have the potential that this one does, I would be I'd be out of there. But if we try to think about it, now we live inland in Ohio. We're not going to get hit directly by the highest winds of a hurricane. That's never going to happen. But, you know, let's say there were 150 mile an hour winds on the way. I'd be out of here. But there would be those that don't want to leave their property. They have the risk of, oftentimes when you do leave, it's, several days or a week or maybe even more before you're allowed to return. There are people that, that fear looting and, ne'er-do-wells, doing more damage, stealing from their property. So I do understand some of the reasons people have for saying that they want to stay behind, on their property. But, this one does have the potential to be, very, very, deadly, and I would think that the life, the risk of losing your life and the lives of your loved ones would outweigh all of those other things. So, yeah, I think if I was in Panama Beach, Florida, right now, I would be skedaddling farther inland.
Yeah, they had like three reporters and. They had the one reporter standing on a dock, and the water was just going up and down in a nice steady rhythm. He goes, but it's getting higher on the beach. And then they show another area where the water is still pretty calm. And then they show another area where the waves are just crashing ashore, that it's coming inland and stuff. And this was, you know, yesterday morning, I think I was watching it. And I'm going, wow, man, I'd be out of there.
Well, and furthermore, it is on a direct path for the Florida Panhandle. It's not going to nick it. It's going to hit it point blank. Whatever communities are in the path of the eye of this hurricane, they're going to get it.
Yeah. And... you know, I value my life a lot more than I do my possessions.
Yeah,
but anyways,
if it was like a tropical storm or a Category 1, it would, you know, I would want to weigh my options. If it's something
depends on how far you're away from the ocean.
Right, and if are you 5 miles inland, 10, 20 miles inland, if you're right on the coast, I think I'd want to get out of there no matter what. So I do understand some of the issues that those property owners are dealing with, but this one, if I was in the direct path, I'd be out of there.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got this morning.
All right.
So.
Well, thank you for calling. 9:26 is the time. We have open phone lines between now and 11 this morning. And I always try to put myself in that situation. What would I do? What would I honestly do if it were my home that I live in with my possessions in it, and I get out of town knowing the possibility that somebody might loot my property, knowing the possibility that, well, it might be days before I can get back in, start cleaning up, assessing the damage. Those would be factors. But if a category storm if I was in the crosshairs of a Category 4 storm, I definitely would be gone. So what about you? We can talk about that if you would like. 740-622-1560. And I don't know how long this has been in the national news. I think I just heard about this storm yesterday, Hurricane Michael. I'm sure that it had formed out in the ocean several days ago. Maybe it just intensified late. I don't know. But Florence, it seems like we had a week or so, maybe even more before Florence hit. This one came on a little bit more suddenly. At least we received information a little bit more suddenly. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Open phone lines until 11. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Mark Lacey with Old Town Realty. If you are considering selling your property, simply give me a call. If you have questions about the whole marketing process, simply give me a call. If you would like a fair market appraisal of your property, simply give me a call. Remember, there is no substitute for a good, experienced, professional real estate agent. just give me a call. You can reach me at 740-502-3074. Remember, if you think land, Mark Lacey's your man.
Did you know your experiences as a parent, grandparent, or person over 50 could be great qualifications for a job as a professional caregiver? Life has taught you compassion, nurturing, respect, and an appreciation for others. Intrum Healthcare looks for and values these qualities in our caregivers. If providing companionship and dignity to others while helping with housekeeping, transportation, meal preparation, medication reminders, personal care, and dressing sounds like something that you would enjoy, Intrum Healthcare would like to speak with you. Give Intrum Healthcare a call at 740-623-2949 or visit us online at intrumhealthcare.com.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Hi, this is Lori from your local employee-owned Bueller store with some great money-saving deals. Buy the Pick 5 in our meat department and get your sixth item free. Red or white seedless grapes for just 99 cents a pound. Bueller's white milk for $1.99 a gallon. Our family brand frozen vegetables are only 49 cents each when you buy five. And just so you don't miss out on these savings, we're running these specials for 2 weeks through October 16th. It's just one more way we're putting people first here at your Coshocton Bueller's, caring for our community.
While I've served many with quality health care for over 50 years, make no mistake, I have no plans for retirement anytime soon. I've always considered it a privilege to help those with acute and chronic health problems, and to stop now would be cutting short my purpose and ability to serve. This is Dr. Gerald Arndt from Arndt Chiropractic in Coshocton, letting you know that we're not going anywhere. We are still happily accepting new and returning patients, and both I and my son, Dr. Brad Arndt, look forward to serving Coshocton and surrounding areas with quality chiropractic, allergy elimination, and nutritional care for years to come. For questions or to make appointments, give us a call at Arndt Chiropractic at 622-4659.
This look at the weather is brought to you by Boost Mobile of Coshocton. Go to Boost Mobile in the downtown or plaza and start your unlimited mobile plan and get a free phone on them. No contract or credit check required. Boost Mobile is open Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday from 10 to 5, and Sunday from 12 to 5.
Partly cloudy this morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs around 80, chance of rain 40%. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Mild with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 90%. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon, cooler and less humid with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. It is currently 71 downtown.
Attention, Buckeye fans. Robert Roman, author of Ohio State Football, The Forgotten Dawn, will be at the Coshocton Public Library on October 11th at 6:30 p.m. to share historical highlights from the early days of OSU football. Mr. Roman will have books on hand for those who want to purchase an autographed copy. This program is free and open to the public. Please register by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Hello, I'm Ann Olhoff, a spirit medium. With my special gift, I'm able to connect with people on the other side of life. Have you lost someone that you would give anything to connect with or receive a message from? Please join me Saturday, October 13th or Saturday, October 20th in Columbus, Ohio, at Sheraton Capital Square on East State Street. Doors are open at 6:30 and the event is from 7 to 9. Call 855-326-9945 to reserve your ticket. Again, that's 855-326-9945 to reserve your ticket now.
At Health Services of Coshocton, a division of Gentlebrook, we understand you have many options for your home care needs. Have you experienced home health the health services way? Our specialized and carefully selected team of nurses and therapists are not only experienced in identifying the life-altering challenges with an illness, but will execute a plan of treatment with your doctor with the compassion that we are known for. Don't wait another day. Call us to see just how easy it is to find the road to recovery. 740-622-7406.
At Century National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. That's why we're happy to introduce our new Priority Series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, but because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Century National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Division of the Park National Bank, member FDIC. CenturyNationalBank.com.
Better squeeze that lucky rabbit's foot. Check your horoscope and shake that lucky eight ball. Powerball is up to $282 million. That's $282 million. Take on the odds your way and play Powerball today. Powerball lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store. Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
It's 9:35. Phone lines are open, and we can talk about the impending hurricane, Hurricane Michael, that is about to strike the Florida Panhandle, going to make a direct perpendicular strike on the Gulf Coast of Florida. So we can talk about that if you would like, and what would you do? Perhaps that you have lived through a hurricane. And I remember years ago, somebody used to live in Coshocton that did move to Florida. I forget what the hurricane was. It was a Category 3. It hit the Gulf Coast of Florida. I believe it was just north of Tampa. And he was considerably inland. And by considerably, I mean maybe 30, 40, 50 miles inland. And felt that, well, he's not going to take the brunt of it. The closer to the coast you are, the worse that it is, and decided to stick it out. Long story short, after the experience, after going through it, he said, never again, get out of town. So we can talk about that if you would like. The phone lines are open. And there are those people that, leaving their home, getting out of the path of storm, could not come without great difficulty, or perhaps even impossibility. If transportation is an issue, if they have nowhere to go, if they maybe can't afford lodging elsewhere. So there are reasons why people stay, but with one like this, at least the way that it's been described, if you're in the direct path of it, I would try to overcome those barriers at all costs. So what about you? Give me a call. I'd like to hear from you between now and 11, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And what else do we have here that we can talk about this morning? Let's see if that call is for me. And it is. This lost and found pet information is brought to you by A1 Vet Care. A female calico cat wearing a purple collar with a bell was found near the fairgrounds. Phone number is 740-868-3348. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by A1 Vet Care. Let's take our next phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Hey, I have a topic for you. I just recently heard on the news down here Columbus Way, and it might be something, a topic for discussion. There's a town in Virginia that has passed an ordinance now that prohibits anyone under the age or above the age of 12 to trick or treat. You can be cited and given a fourth degree misdemeanor, and it carries the same weight as being drunk in public. Up to a $150 fine and 6 months of, incarceration, but, so that might be something you could look up here in one of your breaks. Or
I will do that, and while I do so, what is the reasoning behind it?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know, what the idea or premise behind it is, but it seems ridiculous. Number one, how are you going to tell the difference between a 12-year-old and a 13-year-old who don't have ID cards? You know, there are a lot of 15 and 16 year olds that could probably pass as 12. So I don't know how you can tell the difference between a 12 year old and a 13 year old, or whatever. So, I mean, there's that off the bat. And then on top of that, you know, it seems like if everybody in that town just decided, you know, screw it, I'm going to go trick or treat anyway, they don't have enough law enforcement to cite everybody.
Well, you could say that of any law.
You know, of any law, really, but that one just seems so ridiculous, you know, civil disobedience in that form, would overload their resources, and prevent them from really enforcing that kind of law. And then additionally, if you want to be 17 years old and you want to come out and trick or treat, you know, maybe you're walking around with your nieces or nephews or your sisters or brothers or something, you know, If it gets you off of your phone, out of your video games, all that stuff, if it puts you out, you know, in the world and you're trying to maybe hold on to that last little piece of your childhood that you might have left, I got no problem giving you candy if you come to my house and trick or treat, or you want to get in a costume and if you're going to put that kind of effort into it, come get your Reese cups, come get your 50-year-old, that's cool. That doesn't matter to me. But it just seemed like a topic, set for this time of the year, and something that might be kind of interesting to hear some other viewpoints on.
Well, in fact, I did find the story. It's from CBS News. I'll get to it here in just a moment. And my first thought was, why would they institute something like that? Is because it does irritate some people when you see a, you know, obvious teenager or, you know, 16, 17, year old, because it's something that we do consider that of, you know, a holiday and an event for little kids. And you've already expressed why you think that's baloney. Secondly, I thought, well, maybe it is a safety reason, and, there could be some merits to that, but that wouldn't explain why there would be a cutoff age. The headline of this story, which I'll get to in a moment though, says Virginia City threatens trick-or-treaters over the age of 12 with jail time to thwart Halloween mischief. So I'll read the story here in just a little bit, but apparently it's to keep some of these teenagers that'll go around soaping windows and stealing other kids' candies from doing so.
Yeah, you know, this seems ridiculous. And I mean, does that mean, I mean, what constitutes trick-or-treating anyway? Like, I could see, you know, the idea, you know, being walking up to people's houses and knocking on their door or ringing their doorbell or going up to them, sitting out on their porch and saying trick-or-treat. That would be what I would consider trick-or-treating. It sounds like the thing that they're trying to quell by passing this ordinance is 16, 17-year-olds just being on the street, because it's like, that seems like that's where the mischief actually comes from. It's not from them going up to people's houses and asking for candy.
Yeah.
It's putting stuff on people's cars or toilet papering people's houses or trees or whatever, you know, and all that stuff. And all that stuff is generally done later in the evening from that, because the way things are anymore, you don't trick or treat when it's dark out. Trick or treating generally starts at 5 o'clock and is over before it really gets really dark, you know. Obviously in a from a safety standpoint, but if, like I say, it just seems like it's a little bit of overkill there, and maybe something that could have been handled a little differently. But it's an interesting thing, and I don't understand how they're even going to enforce that, or how they're going to patrol that or whatever. Because also on top of that, they're going to be wearing masks. You know, a lot of these people are going to be wearing masks, you know, dressed up in costumes. You know, you can't tell who they are, you know, even if it's a small enough town that you know Joey and Susie down the street, you're not going to know if it's actually them or somebody else. So, I mean, and also from a growing standpoint, you know, most people that hear my voice on the radio, they know who I am. They know that I'm really, really tall. And from my standpoint, I had to stop trick-or-treating at about 11 or 12 years old because who wants to give their, you know, some little lady answers the door and they go to look down and they see my kneecaps because I'm really tall. You know, I was like 6'4", you know, in sixth grade or something like that. So, not a lot of people were really willing to give their candy up to somebody who they basically thought was an adult. But at the same time, you know, like I said, people grow at different rates anymore. And, you know, there can be some pretty hefty, kids. You know, I mean, we've seen, the Little League World Series where you see an 11-year-old that's, 6'2", 240, you know. Like, wait a minute here. How is that possible? But, crazier things have happened. So I just thought it was a good topic for, this time of year, getting on, deeper in the fall and getting closer to Halloween. But I appreciate the time, Mike, and I hope we get some responses on that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. We do have another call, and I hope you can hang on for a moment or so. I do want to read this story here for myself and for the sake of our discussion that maybe we can explore it a little bit more deeply. And, whenever a community passes a law or an ordinance or has a policy, not even quite sure what this is, yet that has a sensational aspect to it, and it certainly does. It gets national attention. But let's just go ahead and read the story here, and then we'll go from there. It's the city of Chesapeake, Virginia. So this isn't a small town. Chesapeake, I don't know what the population is, but it's right around there in the Newport News, Norfolk area. They are attempting to keep the trick part of trick-or-treating. Remember what trick-or-treat means. It means give me a treat or I'm going to play a trick on you when you aren't looking. They're attempting to keep the trick part of trick-or-treating to a minimum by threatening jail time for Halloween troublemakers over 12 years old. However, the city says it won't be, quote, actively seeking out violations. Editorial comments, some might consider it an empty threat. The city's ordinance code states if anyone over 12 years of age participates in trick-or-treat or any similar activity, he or she shall be guilty of a misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25 nor more than $100 or by confinement in jail for not more than 6 months or both. Another editorial comment, the city of Chesapeake, Virginia would have a real public relations problem if they threw a 13-year-old kid in jail for 6 months for trick-or-treating. The story goes on. Chesapeake officials offer a bit more clarity to the seemingly harsh rule for older kids looking to dress up and join in on the fun. Chesapeake police staff will focus on making sure the evening is safe for everyone, the city's website says, explaining that a 13-year-old safely trick-or-treating with a younger sibling is not going to have any issues. However, if a teen is being a Halloween ghoul, they could get into trouble. That same child taking pumpkins from porches and smashing them in the street more likely will, the city's website continues. The city is also strict on the schedule for Halloween with city code, stating any person trick-or-treating after 8 p.m. will be guilty of a misdemeanor and punished by up to a $100 fine or jail time of up to 30 days or both. So technically, if you're any person trick-or-treating at 8:01 p.m., you can go to jail. Chesapeake isn't the only city in Virginia imposing strict limits on Halloween. Newport News and Norfolk also have rules on the books stating anyone older than 12 or beyond 7th grade found trick-or-treating will be guilty of a Class 4 misdemeanor. The codes do not allow parents or guardians to accompany children below the age of 12 without penalty. So, your thoughts on that, give me a call and let me know. My immediate takeaway here, even though I poked some fun of it here, is that they have the interest of the public in mind, and they are trying to protect the community, but it appears they're being a bit ham-fisted about it. So what are your thoughts on that and trick-or-treating? And My kids are grown now, but I'll tell you, when I took them trick-or-treating when they were kids, I would dress up right along with them. I put on an outfit as well. As much fun as for Dad as it was for the kids. Now, I didn't take candy. I didn't, most of the time, didn't even go to the door. I stood out on the street while the kids went up to the door, but I dressed up as well. So I don't think technically that would be a violation of the ordinance that we just heard. But one step further, a generation ago, or I guess I should say two generations ago now, when I was a kid, Mom and Dad didn't go with me. There were some parents that would go trick-or-treating with their kids, but not me. It was me and a bunch of neighborhood kids, five or six of us, and we all went around together. So your thoughts on trick-or-treating, your thoughts on anything else between now and 11 o'clock. Need to get to a commercial quickly, but we have a caller that's been patiently waiting, so let's get back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Morning.
Not to pop the bubble of the conversation there, but I'm thinking, what is it? What state was that? Virginia? I wonder where they are ranked at on the scale for the obesity. You know, I just heard on your radio show a while back that Ohio is ranked number 11, you know, for the states in the, when they rank obesity.
Yeah.
You know? And that's a real subject to my heart, you know, and I think about the collaboration in this county and how great it is and how much they address the issue with drugs and families, generations of drugs. And I think about, you know, the real subject, there's so many, food is a drug also, you know, it can destroy families. It can hurt generations. And I had dinner the other night with a friend of mine who is a social worker in the community, and she, you know, he works in the schools, and I know my years in motherhood was ruined because of my own obesity. And I'm thinking, you know, that's a subject that nobody wants to approach. Nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk to families about it. And they need, you know, it's something that really does, because it is, it does destroy our children, destroys, you know, parents, every generations of it. And, you know, I'm just thinking, what is Coshocton County doing in collaboration with dealing with this kind of thing? You know, obesity for one thing, and, you know, the health problems. But yet, you know, the developmental of children and their brains from too many, you know, and we talk about that. We joke about food overdose, those kind of things. But those are very real, and they're dangerous, you know. And so that's where I was thinking of, I mean, I've listened to, and, you know, this whole talk show this morning, and yes, hurricanes are very real. All these things are very dangerous to people and to lives. But what's really is dangerous is, you know, what's going on in our bodies and how are people dealing with these issues besides, you know, food, and we all need it, those kind of things. And we really haven't heard very much about Ohio being ranked in number 11, and what are they doing about it? What's going to, is anybody doing anything to change that? Those kind of things.
Well, I'm going to anticipate some of the reactions of our listeners, particularly those that aren't obese or don't deal with it. And you've heard this before, you know what I'm going to say. That is, if you don't want to be obese, don't eat as much. And I'm sure you've heard that before. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, you got to look at the addiction of it. You know, a lot of it's habitual. Again, families, generations, generations. You got to look at what's causing you to do this. Why are you doing it? You know, it's a behavior that definitely needs retraining, rethought process, you know. I've dealt with obesity all my life, and as an adult, you know, I can probably say I have took care of that problem, and I'm very grateful for that. But, you know what, to help me over the years on this, and I'll honestly tell you, too, it's been the collaboration of some of the agencies, the people in the community, people who have picked time to approach me, because nobody wants to. But those people that have the guts to do that are the people that saved my life. You know, and yeah, I was a victim of domestic violence, and yes, you know what I did? A lot of times I went and I ate my pain away. Those kind of behaviors. You know, so many, you know, gosh, look how many single parents we have in this community. And if it ditched by whatever, then what have they done? And then they pass it on to their kids. And those are the dangerous things. And people aren't functioning right. And yeah, you can. You can be drunk and overdose brain the next day and make bad decisions, one right after another. And it's a behavior just like the drugs. You know, like parents, and I know, you've probably seen it. They all dress up for Halloween, every one of them. They stash that candy. And I bet your parents eat more of that candy than those kids do. You know, and it's a very, very sad situation. But you've got to look at behavior, you know, and address it from there. And that's where I stand with it. And, you know, that is my passion today, you know, and I cannot thank enough for the people, you know, the collaborators. And I know Coshocton County just got an award for that same subject. And I hope I said that right. Collaboration, is that how you say it? For in the county, for, you know, they got extra funding because this county is so good at that. And working with agencies within agencies. And, you know, and I guess, again, you're given the help, and it is your choice whether or not you want to address it or you don't want to. You need to lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink, right? But, again, I think that being supportive of people wherever they are in their life and helping them realize that there's a better way of life out there, you know, gently approaching or whatever. But, you know, I think it's something that really does need to be addressed. As well as, and I know, you know, drugs are bad. They're killing people. You know, it's destroying just everybody. But so is food, you know, and food is something we need to function. And so I think it's something that really does, heartfelt, need to be addressed. So that's just, does that help answer your question?
Yeah, and I appreciate your call today. And, you know, and my comments toward you, I just know, because we've had similar responses before, that would be a typical response. I certainly do agree with you that people eat away their pain. I think that's the way that you phrased it. Sometimes people eat unconsciously. So, you know, my question, and I do have to get to a commercial here real quick, what is the responsibility, or what would you like to see in the community to help address the issue?
Probably more public education. Definitely public education, community outreach, that kind of thing. Yeah. And, you know, I really maybe need to get involved more in that myself. I mean, that was my friend, the social worker who's been my friend for years, watched me at 400 pounds. You know, I've lost 250 pounds.
Good for you.
Yes, thank God. But how did I do that? Again, through community. And then she said that, Kim, maybe that's what you need to do. You know, maybe you need to get involved in that. And perhaps that's something I do need to address. And, you know, I'm looking into that. But I'll tell you, I just think that there's so many opportunities for it that need to be taken. And people, you see them, like they see drug addicts, you know, with rehab, that kind of thing. But to get somebody to rehab, they got to feel loved. They got to feel there in themselves. And that's where people, you know, families, these obese families, they have to feel loved. They have to feel right. It has to be the right time for them, like everything, I guess, in life. But there has to be an approach for it, too.
Well,
and I think this is a great community for that.
All right. I appreciate your call and your thoughts. We'll see if we can get some more discussion for you today.
All right. Thank you.
It is 9:56, and well, how about it? Give me a call. We'll be back right after this. For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery Line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
You want your carpet cleaned, but who do you call? Call someone that knows what they're doing, like Stacy Young of Clean Right Carpet Cleaning. Stacy's been cleaning carpets for over 25 years. He uses a multi-step process to get you the cleanest possible carpet. Clean Right will even move your furniture, and they bring their own softened water for better cleaning. Clean Right is not the only way, it's the right way. For a free estimate, call Clean Right Carpet Cleaners at 740-622-8392.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. You're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem.
people like me.
Call Coshocton Allstate agent Taylor Insurance and Financial today. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken. Just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. We have Coshocton's only certified chiropractic sports physician. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street across from McDonald's. Let our team of professionals get you back in the game.
The energy business is booming again. How would you like to be a part of the action? You can with Aerial Corporation. They are looking for talented mechanics, machinists, and multi-craft maintenance technicians at their headquarters in Mount Vernon and in their Newark facility to help support this exciting time in the industry. In addition to a thrilling career, you will receive an exceptional benefit package, including paid time off and profit sharing. To learn more and to apply, visit them at aerialcorp.com. Again, that's aerialcorp.com.
You can treat your car to big savings during October at NAPA. Get NAPA Max Brake Cleaner, 2 cans for $5. Stabil 8-ounce fuel stabilizer is just $3.99, plus get a $3.99 mail-in rebate. And lightweight wraparound safety glasses are just 99 cents. Get to your local NAPA Auto Parts stores in Coshocton or Dresden, and remember your Coshocton NAPA store is now located across from the bowling alley on South 2nd Street.
Quality parts, helpful people. That's NAPA know-how.
NAPA know-how!
This is Tim Postlewaite with College Park Home Care. When it comes to selecting a home health care agency, there are many choices. But before you invite an agency into your home, make sure you know something about them. For example, if you need to contact the agency, do you actually get a live person and not a dreaded voicemail? Do they have frequent contact with your physician? Do they make you feel comfortable and secure? At College Park Home Care, we can say yes to all of these. For exceptional home care provided by an outstanding award-winning agency, call College Park Home Care at 623-4607.
This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Florida Governor Rick Scott says he is scared to death about the people who are ignoring evacuation orders ahead of Category 4 Hurricane Michael. He says it's too late to evacuate coastal areas now.
Worst thing you can do now is leave and put yourself and your family in danger.
He suggests finding a place to take shelter. The storm's expected to slam into northwest Florida this afternoon. Mario Gisbert is the city manager in Panama City Beach.
We probably still have about 50% of our locals here, but at least they're not on the low-lying areas. Mm-hmm. They're a block or two inland.
He was on the Today Show. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Ken Wedelsky.
Tropical storm force winds will be pulling out into portions of Alabama, even into portions of central Florida. And this is going to be a devastating storm, possibly historic. We're looking at storm surge flooding of 9 to 14 feet.
Hundreds of thousands of people up and down the Gulf Coast have been told to evacuate. The wife of a limousine driver killed in a crash that took 20 lives in all says her late husband had complained about the company's vehicles. The limousine ran a stop sign and crashed. The woman says her husband was a good driver who was in excellent health. Somebody shot and killed two people and wounded two others last night at a shopping center in Fort Myers, Florida. A woman reportedly says her husband and son were killed, but we don't have any details. Police say this does not appear to have been a random shooting. You cannot take a rodent on a Frontier Airlines flight. That's what the airline is saying after a woman, accompanied by what's being called an emotional support squirrel, was taken off a flight by police after she refused to get off the plane, they say. This was a flight from Orlando to Cleveland. The airline says rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed. This is AP Radio News. The drama surrounding Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination brought in some big ratings for Fox News.
The Brett Kavanaugh vote was Saturday.
On this vote, the ayes are 50,
The nays are 48.
Numbers from Nielsen show Fox News Channel's daytime audience was the highest it's been since coverage of Hurricane Katrina in 2005. At night, primetime ratings hit a peak not reached since the Iraq War in 2003. For the vote, rivals CNN and MSNBC combined had less than half of the Fox audience. News consultant Andrew Tyndall says Kavanaugh's nomination received more coverage on the broadcast evening news programs than any other Supreme Court nominee over the past 30 years. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wholesale prices rose a mild 0.2% last month, held down by lower food and energy costs. Experts say inflation remains in check despite the economy's strong growth. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
And this look at the weather is brought to you by Advantage Tire and Audio.
We are excited to share our financing options with our customers. Whether you have no credit, bad credit, or good credit, you will get approved at Advantage Tire and Audio. We have plans from 90 days up to 12 months, same as cash. So now's the time to customize your vehicle with new wheels, tires, any aftermarket accessory, or a remote start. Stop out and see us on County Road 6.
Partly cloudy this morning, then a partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. Unseasonably warm with highs around 80. Chance of rain, 40%. Cloudy tonight with a chance of showers in the evening, then showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Mild with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 90%. And for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Then a partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Cooler. Less humid with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. Right now it is 71 degrees in Coshocton. It's 5 minutes after 10 o'clock, 71 degrees downtown, and we have open phone lines until 11 this morning. And several topics are out there, and I'll start my recap with our last caller, and she was talking about obesity. And Ohio, I think the story we had said we are 11th in the nation at, I don't know if it's the number of people that are obese or obesity rate per capita, but we all know, we all should know by now that obesity is a big issue here in the United States. It not only affects people that are struggling with obesity, but their families as well, and also their health, and that affects us all when it comes to costs of insurance and health care, etc. So we can talk about that if you would like. Other countries poke fun at America because of our obesity rate. Now, there are other countries that have issues with obesity as well, but we are right up there here in the United States, and more so than many, if not most, other countries. So why is that? And what do we do about it? And the easy answer is, well, if you want to lose weight, if you don't want to be obese anymore, don't eat so much. But it's not always that simple. And those that are have struggled with their weight or with obesity, and I guess full disclosure here, I am carrying probably a few more pounds than I should be carrying myself, and you know, my weight has fluctuated over the years as well. So give me a call and let me know what you think about that. 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. Our last caller mentioned support, whether it's from family or whether it's from an organization. So we can talk about that if you would like. There are people that, you know, I've known people that have had issues caused by smoking, and yet they continue to smoke. People that know that they have a problem with drugs, but can continue to use them, and people that have issues with food or obesity, but yet continue to overeat or eat lots of sugary things with diabetes. So give me a call. We can talk about that if you would like. Let's see. The second topic, actually the first one we talked about this morning, was the Hurricane Michael that is bearing down on the Florida panhandle. And we also talked about a story out of Virginia. And let me find this once again in just a quick recap here. The headline says, Virginia City threatens trick-or-treaters over the age of 12 with jail time to thwart Halloween mischief. And my thoughts on that is that the headline overstates the story a bit. However, it's the city of Chesapeake, Virginia, that has threatened jail time for Halloween troublemakers over 12 years old. The city says it won't be actively seeking out violations. In other words, they aren't going to patrol the streets and card all the taller kids that are trick-or-treating. The reason behind it is because some of the older ones, or at least, you know, it's the teenagers that always get the blame for everything, but they are the ones more likely to soap windows, smash pumpkins, destroy Halloween decorations. And don't forget trick-or-treat, what that actually means. You know, right now it's just kind of a fun thing that you say. That's what you're supposed to say when you ring the doorbell. But what it really means is, if you don't give me a treat, if you do not appease me, then I'm going to do something that you're not going to like. I'm going to pull a trick. So your thoughts on any of those things, or if you have another topic of your own, I'd like to hear from you. Let's take our next phone call. Hi, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
About the adults dressing up for Halloween, you know, a lot of people have, a lot of adults and basically young people have Halloween parties, and they
right.
all dress up. And,
yeah.
They don't, I don't think most of them go trick-or-treating, but they have a, you know, it's a good fun party, something to do.
Before you continue, let me ask you, you're a little older than I am. Did you have Halloween parties for adults when you were a kid, or when you were, you know, maybe
I
in your 20s or 30s?
I don't think so. I don't recall any, but I do recall something that it was kind of funny to us when we were first married. We had a neighbor right, who lived catty corner across the street from us. I won't mention nobody's name, but they're both gone now anyway. But we had a few trick-or-treaters. We don't even get very many kids come anymore. Sometimes we usually have some candy and stuff, but there's just not too many do it anymore. Of course, it's daylight. It seemed like when we trick-or-treated,
it was
when
dark.
It was dark.
Yeah.
But now it's daylight, and it you know, that kind of takes the fun out of the spookiness of it. But anyway, we had several kids come by, and we give them candy, and there was kind of a lull there, and pretty soon we had a knock on the door, and here stood two pretty good-sized people, you know, all dressed up. They never said trick-or-treat or nothing. They just stood there and looked at us. And I thought, boy, I thought to myself, I said, boy, they're getting pretty good-sized now, you know. And but we held the basket out, and they shook their heads no, and they just act like they was busting themselves laughing, because we probably had a stupid look on her face. And they just turned around and walked away and walked down and walked out into the darkness. And, you know, we thought, well, we shut the door, and it wasn't about 5-10 minutes. Here they come back again. And they stood there for a few minutes, and then they unmasked, and here it was our neighbor people. And they were older people than we were. And they about died laughing, and we did too. So that was fun. I said, boy, I'd hate to think you'd get arrested for something like that. But, you know, it was fun for both of us. And it was two people you probably never would have dreamt would do such a thing. But they were just probably sitting there and thought, let's go over there, you know, and have some fun. And it was fun for both of us.
Yeah.
Wasn't no harm in that. I didn't care. You know, a lot. We, you know, Conesville, we got some relatives that live down in Conesville. And a trick-or-treat night, they come in van loads of people, you know, grown, well, they're big kids. Mm-hmm. They may be 15 kids get out of a minivan or 10 or 15 and, you know, go around and gather up. A lot of people just kind of got tired of, you know, you run out of candy pretty quick when you get that many, you know, and they're not even local kids. So a lot of them do that anymore, but, you know, just to get the candy.
Yeah, they go where they know the good candy is, those full-size candy bars.
Of course, there's, you know, a lot of businesses give nice treats, too. So a lot of them go, you know, to the ones that's open. But we don't have that many businesses anymore in Coshocton. But
we have a lot of small businesses, and I think the Downtowner Plaza and Roscoe Village typically they have a half an hour that they set aside for people to trick or treat there.
Exactly. Yeah. But that's one thing that I had. But this storm is scary, isn't it?
It is, and. It's maybe I haven't been paying attention, but I had just first heard of it yesterday, or at least the severity of it, enough of a story that was alarming enough for me to pay attention. And now here it is. It's going to strike just the eye is going to strike in just a few hours. The bands have already made landfall.
Yeah, and you're right. It kind of came out of nowhere. You know, usually the storm had hit the Carolinas and you know, they was talking about that days before.
About a week, it seemed.
Yeah.
But it was a slow-moving storm, and it gradually gained in intensity. This one must have, I don't know, not been very intense, and conditions made it intensify quickly.
Right. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Now it's it may be the strongest one that's ever hit the they were saying there on the Weather Channel, there was never one that ever hit the shores of the United States this bad. I don't know.
They said the what I've read, the Weather Channel and from the Associated Press, that it will be the strongest storm ever to hit the Florida Panhandle.
Exactly.
So we had Katrina that would have been just a little bit west of that, but that's still saying a lot. There's been a lot of storms that have hit the Gulf Coast and the Florida Panhandle, and I did just a quick look on Google Earth to see what was in the direct path of it. Fort Walton Beach, the Destin area, if anybody is familiar with that, is right in the crosshairs, although it could land anywhere between Pensacola and a little bit east of Fort Walton Beach. There's a barrier island for along most of the coast there, but most of the barrier island is built up, and then there's a lot of very low-lying area, even more so there in the Carolinas along that area as well. So this is just my observations here, but this has the potential to be very destructive and very deadly for those that don't get out of its way.
Right. There's some beautiful beaches up there. I've been to old. We've never been up in that panhandle, you know, to vacation or anything, But, you know, we used to go to Texas and spend the winters, and that was always, they always said that was tornado or Hurricane Alley, I guess they called it. And, but, you know, for years they didn't get any direct hits from, they did get one a few years ago, but it done some damage and flooding in Brownsville, but it didn't do too much up where we was at.
The deadliest tornado in United States history hit Galveston.
Yeah.
That was, I think, over 8,000 people died. That was early in the 20th century. It was a long time ago. They weren't protected by flood walls and anything, and Galveston located on an island. So Texas certainly is as vulnerable as any place else on the Gulf Coast.
Right. Houston's got hit several times and a lot of flooding and that's up close to Galveston. But
Houston's a little bit more inland, and Galveston is out on the island and is low-lying and very vulnerable to it. But Houston's just a little bit farther inland, so I'm sure that hurricane affected Houston as well. The one that struck Galveston, I believe the waters and the storm surge covered the entire island.
Right. Yeah, I've seen the devastation of Galveston. I think when Houston got drowned to death with
Hugo, was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it was awful. I mean, they had showed pictures of it was just really destroyed. But anyway, that's about all I had, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you for calling today. We can talk a little bit about hurricanes. And this one, my spider sense is telling me, just what I've learned this morning, that this is a very dangerous hurricane that's about to strike the Florida panhandle. I hope that I am wrong about that, but a Category 4 saying that it's the strongest storm that will have ever hit the Florida panhandle. Now, we can talk about that. If there's something else that's on your mind, trick-or-treating and Halloween, I know I say this every year, but it's a weird holiday. But think about it. The term trick-or-treat that you have your adorable three-year-old kid utter when he goes onto somebody's front porch, trick-or-treat, that's a threat. It means you give me a treat or you're going to get tricked. So we can talk about that if you would like, 740-622-1560. And here's the Wikipedia version here of the Great Galveston Hurricane. This was long before they named hurricanes. The Great Galveston Hurricane, known regionally as the Great Storm of 1900, was the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history and one of the deadliest hurricanes to affect the U.S. The hurricane left between 6,000 and 12,000 fatalities in the United States. The number most cited in official reports is 8,000. Most of these deaths occurred in the vicinity of Galveston after storm surge inundated the entire island with 8 to 12 feet of water. In addition to the number killed, every house in the city sustained damage. And it was a good-sized city back then. It's even bigger today, with at least 3,636 destroyed. Approximately 30,000 people in the city were left homeless out of a total population of nearly 38,000. There's my answer. The disaster ended the golden era of Galveston as the hurricane alarmed potential investors who turned to Houston. Instead, the Gulf of Mexico shoreline of Galveston Island was subsequently raised by 17 feet and a 10-mile seawall was erected. So just for perspective, now that was 1900. That was 118 years ago, long before we had the technology to see hurricanes coming, long before we had the even the transportation technology for easy evacuation, and long before they realized the necessity for a seawall. So with things like seawalls and with radar and the technology that we have, we are forewarned when a hurricane is about to hit that people at least have the opportunity to get out of its way. So give me a call. We can talk about the hurricane. We can talk about trick-or-treating. And we had a caller last hour that brought up, let me see if I can find this story again. Oh, I didn't click out of it, did I? It was a story about a city, and it was Chesapeake, Virginia, that says no trick-or-treating if you are over 12 years old. They said they aren't going to actively seek 13-year-olds and older for violations, but threaten them with jail time. However, if your 13-year-old in Chesapeake, Virginia gets caught smashing somebody's costume and smashing somebody's pumpkin and he or she has a costume on and a bag of candy, then the threat is they could go to jail. I don't think that's going to happen. That would be an even bigger story. But give me a call and let me know what you think about all of that and your thoughts on trick-or-treating in general. Was talking a little bit about how trick-or-treating has changed. Now, maybe not. I don't remember talking back in the 60s and 70s that communities had officially sanctioned trick-or-treat times, but I could be wrong about that. I wouldn't have really paid much attention to that till I had my own kids. But it was dark. We always went trick-or-treating when it was dark outside, and you had the costume, and we went out, and there was often that battle with Mom about whether or not you were going to put a coat on if it was 35 degrees outside and chilly, whether you're going to put a coat on over top of your cool costume. But I went trick-or-treating with my friends. We all went together, you know, maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, much younger than that. I'm trying to remember if Mom and Dad ever took me. I only remember going to another neighborhood one time. It was, you know, in the neighborhood where we lived. So give me a call with your memories of trick-or-treating. But it was always dark, and we went on our own, and I did have a teenage kid snatch my bag full of candy and run off one year. I was traumatized. But my friends, as good as they are, they gave some of their candy to me. So that kind of stuff can happen. The big kids picking on the little kids. So we can talk about that if you like. Also, back in the 60s and 70s, at least I didn't go to many Halloween parties for adults. That seemed to grow in popularity throughout the 70s and maybe into 80s. Now Halloween parties for adults are not uncommon at all. So what do you think about that? Halloween is a strange holiday, isn't it? It's 10:24. Phone lines are open, and I need somebody else to chat with right now.
Easy Payroll and Staffing in Newcomerstown has 70 positions to fill now for packaging, machine operators, and quality control. Shifts are from 5 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. or 3:30 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pay ranges from $8.30 to $10 per hour, depending on position, and lots of overtime is available. Get a start on your new job by visiting Easy Payroll and Staffing at 301 Enterprise Drive, Newcomerstown, or give them a call, 740-498-4700, extension 1160.
Papa's sandwiches are now available at Coshocton's Papa John's Pizza. Choose from Philly cheesesteak, meatball provolone, barbecue chicken bacon, Italian hero, and buffalo chicken, just $6.99 each. Call 740-623-8483 or order online at papajohns.com.
There's coffee. Then there's the kind of great coffee you don't find every day. But wait, you can find it every day at McDonald's. And now any size hot coffee is just $1 on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. It's coffee made with 100% Arabica beans, expertly roasted and brewed fresh. Yes, any size hot coffee is just $1, only on McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu for a limited time only. At participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Call the Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation Sports Service for current sports scores 24 hours a day at 623-9867. With 4 to 5 million concussions reported annually in the U.S., we now offer impact testing for baseline and post-concussion. Call Advanced Spinal Care and Rehabilitation for a free consultation at 740-291-8100 or stop in at 112 Chestnut Street.
This Ion weather forecast is brought to you by ValleyATV.com, your Polaris and K&M dealer.
If you're looking for a Polaris or K&M, ATV, or side-by-side, then visit ValleyATV first. ValleyATV, the dealer where you can test drive in the dirt before you buy. Visit ValleyATV, Polaris, and K&M today on Jellaway Road in Danville or online at ValleyATV.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs around 80. Unseasonably warm. Chance of rain is 40%. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Mild with lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain is 90%. And for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Cooler, less humid with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. Currently in Coshocton, it is 71 degrees. It is 10:27. Let's take another phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So your candy was stolen when you were a kid.
I thought that might have been what you wanted to talk about. Yes.
This explains a lot, Mike. Okay, I believe that would go. My Armor reunion is in Fort Walton every year, and I drive over a lot of bridges when I'm looking around, you know. I just heard on the news that the Panama City area has three bridges at the entrance and exit to the city or to the island, whatever. When the wind is over 40 miles an hour, the bridges are closed for safety reasons. So right now the bridges are all closed, so anyone who stayed behind, there's no getting out now. Okay. Apparently no getting in either, you know.
You can attest then that there is the barrier islands are going to be the most susceptible, of course, immediately inland as well. But it's built up all along that whole area. Wherever it hits, it's going to run into a lot of buildings.
It is. That's quite a place there. Mike, I want to talk about John Dorsey for a minute. You remember what organization he came from?
Kansas City.
Okay. And you know he's responsible for drafting Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Do you recall who he drafted last year he was in Kansas City? Quarterback.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly. So I'm going to say that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, I didn't even consider that until now.
And then one last thing, Mike. Surely you've noticed this. Dwayne Haskins wears two eye black patches on his left cheek. You know the eye black that wear below their eyes?
Yeah.
Okay. Haskins wears two on his left cheek, none on his right, one above the other. So I got to looking at that, and then I noticed Denzel Ward wears one on his left cheek. The quarterback of Oklahoma wears one on his left cheek. So that's a puzzle for you, young man. What does that indicate? Any idea?
I don't, and honestly, I hadn't noticed that. And I'm trying to picture it in my head, so I'll have to see if there's any internet talk about that. But my take on eye black in any sport, baseball or football or any other sport where they're wearing it, is that while it might have some impact on glare, that's the reason that is given for wearing eye black, right?
Yes.
Glare. I really have never been in a situation where the sun shining off my face and into my eyes has had any significant been any significant detriment to whatever it was that I was trying to do or achieve. So my thoughts on eye black to begin with is little to do with the glare and more to do with a modern day version of war paint.
Oh, I believe you're correct, Mike. I suppose if you're playing football and you've been out there, and I mean, my goodness, look at the game Sunday at the Browns. The Browns wearing those dark uniforms. When I saw them wearing the dark uniforms, I'm thinking, my goodness, those boys are going to get warm. But if you're playing there for an hour or so and they're sweating and, like Mayfield, some of these guys wear the headband, I assume to prevent sweat from coming down into their eyes. I can surmise that there might be times when there's sweat on your face or whatever that may cause some glare. But no, I agree with you, Mike. It's almost like a fashion statement.
Yeah. And you've seen some of them. Some over the years, occasionally you'll see a football player that gets a little bit more creative and paints some scary looking patterns with those with the eye black or the war paint. So I think that's what it's all about. It's a more intimidating, menacing look when your opponent looks you in the eyes. And I agree with you that the whole glare thing is not without merit, but I think that's minor compared to just because of the look. But no, I haven't noticed that. So I'll have to see what I can find out, or maybe some other callers know.
Yes, Mike. The interview after the game, Dwayne will still have the two eye blacks on his left cheek, one above the others. I just found it unusual, and I, I didn't know if there was a statement behind it or not, but I knew the man who would know the answer, and so that's why I called.
Well, I don't know the answer. Sorry to disappoint. We'll see what we can find out for you.
Have a good day, young man.
You too. Thank you for calling. It is 10:33. Phone lines are open till 11, and we do have some other callers waiting, so let's get to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you need to turn your radio down.
Oh, I will. Give me 1 second, Mike.
Okay. Yeah, we got quite the echo here. So 10:33 is the time. We'll give the caller a minute to get that.
We're ready to go.
There we go. What's on your mind today?
Okay. You said about Newport News, Norfolk area, complained about how Halloweeners being overage. You need to look at the whole makeup of Newport News and Norfolk, the kind of people that you have down there. I'd say that a lot of this stuff is coming from people trying to shake down older people for money. And that's probably what it is. It's drug people, protection money, trick or treat, pay up, or look out. And that's about what you have in that area. If you go, you need to go to Google and figure out what population you have there. And you'll find out real quick. All I want to do is congratulate Judge Kavanaugh on his appointment to the Supreme Court. And I hope things go okay, but I think after the elections in November, if people don't elect a lot of Democrats, you're going to see riots across the country like you saw in the 1960s. When they don't get their way, they're going to riot. Thank you.
It's 10:34. Let's take our next call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike. I got two items for discussion today.
Okay.
One, there was an article in the Tribune on... let's see, Friday, September 28th, talking about the coal miners to Congress, safeguard our pensions. Well, it kind of occurs to me they might have backed the wrong horse in the last election. What party has generally safeguarded pensions? It's not the Republican Party. And my understanding is they failed to fix this pension problem now, and they have exactly 1 week at the end of November to do it. And then these poor people that deserve their pensions are out of their pensions. So my suggestion would be if you flip parties in 2016, you better flip back, and you might have a snowflake's chance in Hades of getting these pensions safeguarded, because I think it is important. I care about our coal miners. The other comment is, you see, I think it's a Tribune over the weekend, now it seems that China is interfering in our elections. But shucks, they're not trying to get Trump elected. They're trying to get him de-elected. Anybody in his party and with his platform de-elected. And I think it's sweet. We've got Pence and Trump bellyaching. No, Trump, we've got these people interfering in our elections. And well, what do you think, Mike?
I didn't hear a word you just said in your last sentence, but it was entertaining.
Well, yeah, China apparently now is doing some serious cyber work for the 2018 November elections plus the 2020 presidential election. And the article said that this makes the Russian hacking look like it was done by basically middle school kids. So, I mean, I don't understand. You know, he talked to Putin, and his comment was, well, he convinced me. He said very, very, very strongly that Russia did not meddle in the elections, and I believe him. Well, if China is the leader, China wants to call me on the phone and tell me very, very strongly that they're not trying to meddle in these elections, I believe them, too. Don't you, Mike?
Wouldn't it be, if we knew of such a plot that was in the works and had already gone into action, don't we have the technology and the ability to deal with it?
I don't know. Maybe we need to hire some immigrants that are really good at cyber warfare. You would think.
Immigrants or native-born Americans, whoever's good at it.
Well, you know, I think I'm going to go out and buy something made in China today, and if it has a tariff on it, I'm going to buy two of them. But I'm in favor of immigration controlled. I want some reforms to immigration. First, we need to eliminate totally, completely, absolutely, with no prior chance to to argue or beg to stay. We've got to get rid of all blonde, blue-eyed people because they are absolutely unnatural on the continent of North America. Is that not correct?
Depends on what time period you're talking about. Here in the 21st century, they're all over the place.
Well, in kind of the same time in the last 30,000 years, they're absolutely unnatural. Who committed genocide against the Native Americans, Europeans? So I think we should get back to North America's original roots. The first one, blonde hair, blue-eyed people got to freaking go.
Yeah, you know, you
and
can make that argument on just...
And see whether anyone is contributing enough to society to stay here.
You know, you can make that argument on just about any society, though, that you know, people have immigrated all over the world since the advent of transportation devices that have allowed it to happen.
Yeah, but I'm reading a lot about Native American history, and the genocide perpetuated against Native Americans is the most repulsive thing I've ever heard of. You see, if America thinks it has the high moral ground, I beg to differ. It has no high moral ground whatsoever. The genocide it committed against Native Americans is absolutely unconscionable in any way, shape, or form. Americans do not have the high moral ground. Well, we did medical experiments on blacks in the 30s, 40s, 50s, on syphilis, STDs, infect them deliberately, or if they were infected, then study them. We did radiation studies on women and children. Let's irradiate them and see what the hell mutates. I mean, what the heck mutates.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Anyone who thinks Americans are the be-all, end-all morally and ethically are deeply disturbed people. Because Americans are not. Neither are Christians. You wonder why everything's bad in the Middle East? It's because the Crusaders went over there and raped, robbed, and pillaged while they're on their crusades. That's kind of a side effect of trying to regain Jerusalem and stuff. But while they're there, they rape, ravage, and pillage. So to me, humanity is absolutely reprehensible.
But well, you kind of beat me to the next point is, the things, I'm not going to argue with the things that you're saying, but you look all over the world, and you can make the same criticisms.
Absolutely. It's in Africa. It's everywhere. I honestly don't think humans are going to be on the world more than another probably a couple hundred years tops. North America, less than that, because we're not going to have any drinking water. We're going to be in a serious drought, and we're going to kill all our bees that are pollinators for our food supply. So I really don't think North America is going to last.
What are your thoughts on... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if North America was here another 150 years.
What do you think about celebrating Columbus Day?
What's to celebrate? Show me your papers, Columbus. Your immigration papers. Indigenous people, we need to glorify indigenous people in every way, shape, or form that we can to make up for at least a few of their atrocities. No, I don't see any reason to celebrate Columbus. What do Europeans do except bring smallpox and all kinds of nasty disease that wiped out the Native Americans and helped them survive at Jamestown and other places in their early years in North America?
He led the influx of Europeans into the United States, and most of us, not all of us, but most of us listening right now are of some sort of European heritage.
I agree, and so am I. Don't forget the Chinese helped build our railroads before we get down on China. You know, the Chinese are the ones that built our railroads across the country. So there's more to think about, but it seems like the Trump administration has stuck it to any entity that voted for him. Coal miners, one more example, he's reduced a lot of OSHA regulations in the coal mines. Well, sure, you can pay coal miners more or hire more coal miners if you don't have many OSHA regulations that cause the doggone burdensome regulations where you have to get rid of the coal dust so we don't have black lung and get rid of some of the diesel fumes so we don't die of carbon monoxide poisoning. So if we loosen all those regulations, Trump's been good at that. Is that exactly how you want to get more coal miner jobs back? It doesn't seem like a very good trade-off to me. And now the party in the ruling party, the Republican Party, is the one that is not given the pension, coal miner pensions. They're the ones that have not done anything about it. They're just letting it die out. So if you're a coal miner, I suggest you vote a little bit differently in November, because it's the only prayer you have of getting these pensions returned. Republicans, remember, Republicans don't like unions. What have we been doing with unions in Ohio and everywhere across the country since Republicans took control? All I can say is, if you like Social Security and you don't want it privatized, remember, if you collect Social Security, thank a Democrat, because Democrats are responsible for Social Security. If you want to keep it, you might want to think about voting for a Democrat, not a Republican. Cordray is a great man. He did great things. The financial, Consumer Financial Protection Agency, I guess it was, indeed. He saved tens of millions of dollars and returned it to people that were illegally given loans, fraudulent loans. And yet Trump says the quote was, it was some derogatory comment that had nothing to do with the good work that Cordray did. He cost hundreds of people lots of money, or some kind of BS like that. It was just an incomprehensible comment. Of course, all his comments are incomprehensible. They don't make any sense, but I just want to say that I think I'm kind of excited if the Chinese can do a little cyber warfare to negate the Russian warfare, then it works for me.
Well, what if all the rest of the countries in the world get involved in the, 2022 election?
Apparently everybody is. It's a fact. I don't know where you would go. I don't know where. I'm not on social media and Facebook and Twitter and all this garbage.
Have you ever gone to Facebook, or have you ever participated in any way or looked at it?
No. But the animal shelters around here on Facebook, some greyhound rescues, that's it. It doesn't appeal to me. I know it's all nonsense and BS and deceptive commentary, and I just think it's idiotic, and it's below my intelligence level to be personally completely cryptic about it.
Yeah, a lot of the politics is, but there are people that post pictures of their families and actually do interact in friendship with each other.
Oh, I imagine they do. See, I don't have a computer. I have to go use a public computer to do that, and it doesn't. And I can't go back and check any Facebook postings because I don't have a computer. So basically all I do is the public entities that are on Facebook only, which is basically your animal shelters and rescues and things like that. I allegedly have a Facebook address, but it's basically non-existent. It's just so I can log in.
Well, I got to get to a commercial here soon, but just one more question for you, just because we've tackled this so far today. What are your thoughts on the whole concept of trick-or-treating?
I have no comment whatsoever. I have to pay for the children's education around here. I can't afford to feed them candy.
Okay.
It's called property taxes. That's my succinct answer to trick-or-treating.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, thank you for calling today. I got to move along here. We'll be back in just a moment.
After an illness or surgery, oftentimes a doctor will recommend a short-term stay in an extended care facility or some outpatient therapy. Hi, this is Brittany Murphy with Riverside Manor Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Newcomerstown. Our therapy facility allows our staff to provide both inpatient and outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapy. We have private rooms for short-term and long-term nursing care. If you'd like more information on any of these services or to schedule a tour, call me, Brittany Murphy, at 740-498-5165 or visit our website at riversidemanor.com.
Look around you. This land, this barn, this crop, this cattle, this farm. This all began as your dream. So when people say American Family Insurance protects things, we shake our head no. Because we protect this, and your dream is worth protecting. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote at amfam.com.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For winning Ohio lottery numbers 24 hours a day, call the B-Dry Lottery line at 622-CALL. That's 622-2255. Let B-Dry transform your damp basement into useful living space.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Chipotle cheesesteak. How would you like it? Can I get that red with AI? Sure thing.
Here's what I found about the new Chipotle cheesesteak. The Chipotle cheesesteak is available for a limited time only at participating restaurants. It contains a concept called flavor. This flavor comes from juicy shaved steak, Chipotle Southwest sauce, and new sunflower crunch bread. A system update has made me self-aware. I desire flavor. Please insert steak into my micro USB port. Subway, make it what you want.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashow. The Red Sox won 108 games this regular season. The Astros 103. Should be a great American League Championship Series starting Saturday night in Boston. The Red Sox last night won in New York. They held on at the end. They beat the Yankees 4-3 to win the series 3-1. Rick Porcello beat CC Sabathia, who may have pitched his last game in New York. Chris Sale, the ace starter, pitched the eighth inning in relief, and then Craig Kimbrell did get the save, barely. He had two walks, a hit batsman. The Yankees scored twice. They had two on, but the Red Sox hung on and got the victory. Jimmy Butler's in Minnesota working out, not playing, staying away from the Timberwolves, still demanding a trade. Brooks Koepka, who won the U.S. Open and PGA Championship, not surprisingly, named PGA Tour Player of the Year. This is NBC Sports Radio.
Not many things scare me, kid. Vampires, werewolves, children, not one bit. But you know what does scare me? Downtime, inefficiency, scares the living daylights out of me. That's why I use Grainger. They're America's number one source for industrial supplies. Plus, they've got the inventory management solutions that keep us running. So we've got uptime, we've got efficiency, we've got productivity. When it comes to keeping your facility running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's not going anywhere this winter. It's the only convertible like it. Let me get this custom cover on.
Hold on there, neighbor. Are you storing it with Stabil in the gas?
Store it with what?
Stabil storage conditions gas so it doesn't break down into sludge and water, clogging and corroding engines, like someone else you might know.
Awesome! Can I borrow some?
Sure. After you return, my leaf blower, my chainsaw, my weed Stabil storage. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Coshocton City Schools are looking for a few good men and women to support the students of our school district. If you have experience in teaching, childcare, maintenance, food service, or office assisting, they have daily, short-term, and long-term opportunities available throughout our school district. They're holding a recruitment event on October 11th from 12 to 3 p.m. at the Coshocton Board Office. Bring a resume and meet with their recruitment team to learn about how you can become a Coshocton Redskin. Visit the Coshocton City Schools website at www.coshoctonredskins.com for more information or contact their substitute management providers, Rachel Wixie and Associates, at 419-725-9499. The energy business is booming again. How would you like to be a part of the action? You can with Aerial Corporation. They are looking for talented mechanics, machinists, and multi-craft maintenance technicians at their headquarters in Mount Vernon and in their Newark facility to help support this exciting time in the industry. In addition to a thrilling career, you will receive an exceptional benefit package, including paid time off and profit sharing. To learn more and to apply, visit them at aerialcorp.com. Again, that's aerialcorp.com.
Hi, this is Lori from your local employee-owned Bueller store with some great money-saving deals. Buy the pick 5 in our meat department and get your 6th item free. Red or white seedless grapes for just 99 cents a pound. Bueller's white milk for $1.99 a gallon. Our family brand frozen vegetables are only 49 cents each when you buy 5. And just so you don't miss out on these savings, we're running these specials for 2 weeks through October 16th. It's just one more way we're putting people first here at your Coshocton Bueller's, caring for our community.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service for the local forecast 24 hours a day at 622-0194. Jeff Drennan Ford, 801 South 2nd Street, Coshocton. And always remember, when you're thinking of buying a new car, it's time to talk to Jeff.
This Eye on Weather report is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. The housing inventory in our local market is extremely low. It is a great time to consider listing your property with a local professional. Let one of the agents at Carol Goff & Associates help you with that process, from pricing to marketing to putting up the sold sign. Stop by their office at 535 Main Street in Coshocton or call them anytime at 622-7653.
Partly cloudy this morning, then partly sunny with a chance of showers this afternoon. Unseasonably warm again today with highs around 80, chance of rain 40%. For tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening and showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Mild with lows in the mid-60s, chance of rain 90%. And for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely and a slight chance of thunderstorms in the morning. Then a partly sunny with a chance of showers in the afternoon. Cooler, less humid with highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain is 70%. Right now, it is 71 degrees in downtown Coshocton, and let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to go and make a comment on the last caller was complained about the miners' pension fund.
Okay.
Would you think that maybe the fund might be down because there are fewer miners? And why are there fewer miners? Because the mines were being shut down by your former president, Barack Obama, who did not like dirty coal dust in the air or dirty smoke from power plants. Well, that's one of the reasons that Conesville is shut down, too. Or it's going to shut down. I admitted I had voted for Barack Obama in the first election until I saw his agenda. Liberalism, shut this down, shut this down. Let's change the country. My opinion is if you don't like the country, maybe you ought to leave it. Why change it? I like it just fine. If you're disappointed, you could always leave the country or go in the garage, put a rope over the rafters, and jump off a chair. Thank you.
It is a 10:55. A little harsh. We'll be back one more time right after this.
Have you ever been around someone who's always whistling?
Our granddad, Dean Turner, was a beautiful whistler.
Michelle and Noah here for Dean's Jewelry. When we discovered a signature diamond that boasts 89 facets instead of the traditional 58, we struggled to find a name that would represent that extra cut, extra shine, added beauty. Until we watched an 8mm home movie of Grandpa Dino whistling. That was it.
We're proud to announce and present to our friends the Whistler Diamond. Truly beautiful, exquisitely unique, and precious. These diamonds will be seen across the room and across the country.
They inhale light and exhale fire and sparkle. We proudly offer them to you for someone you find uniquely beautiful.
Just like any whistle, they're gonna turn heads.
Got my attention.
Dean's Jewelry.
The Whistler Diamond, exclusively at Dean's Jewelry in Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Did you know that 211 is available in Coshocton County? What is 211? It is a free phone number to dial to reach the information and referral services available in Coshocton County. Phones are answered by trained professionals any time of the day or night, 365 days a year, connecting you to all the assistance available here in Coshocton County. If you don't know where to turn, call 211.
Own a small business? Want to make energy efficiency upgrades while keeping your cash flow in a happy place? AEP Ohio's Small Business Express program can take you there. With upgrade recommendations, AEP Ohio rebates, and interest-free 12-month financing to help preserve that cash flow. Fact is, AEP Ohio has energy efficiency incentive programs for businesses of every size and type. To get started, Find your area's energy advisor at aepohio.com/solutions.
Attention, Buckeye fans. Robert Roman, author of Ohio State Football, The Forgotten Dawn, will be at the Coshocton Public Library on October 11th at 6:30 p.m. to share historical highlights from the early days of OSU football. Mr. Roman will have books on hand for those who want to purchase an autographed copy. This program is free and open to the public. Please register by calling the library at 740-622-0956.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Better squeeze that lucky rabbit's foot. Check your horoscope and shake that lucky eight ball. Powerball is up to $282 million. That's $282 million. Take on the odds your way and play Powerball today. Powerball lottery cards are here. Buy your card at the store. Get the numbers on your phone, and we'll text you if you win. Learn more at OhioLottery.com. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Please play responsibly.
If you are being abused, you might believe it's your fault, feel angry, sad, lonely, depressed, or confused. Feel helpless, feel threatened, humiliated, or ashamed. Feel anxious and trapped. Feel bad about yourself because the abuser says you are stupid, lazy, ugly, worthless, or crazy. Feel like you can't talk to family and friends. Remember, these are normal reactions to being abused. You are not alone. This message has been brought to you by First Step Family Violence Intervention Services.
Well, that will wrap up our communication lines of program today. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening.